Praxis.
Hello, this is Leonid and Peggy for Campus Radio Dresden, and we are interviewing Ambrose Ivanios, the artist from the upcoming Fast Forward Festival. Who are you and what are you going to do at the Fast Forward Festival?
Yeah, it's a hard question to answer. Who am I? But I can tell some things about me. I'm an artist coming from Budapest. I'm part of a collective that is called MeetLab, and we are an interdisciplinary small studio researching art and technology and producing artworks or pieces that are in connection with public space most of the time. And these are sometimes games, sometimes sound installations, actual installations, virtual things, so many different things. That's what we do, and what we are doing here in Dresden, to answer that question as well. We are producing this work that is called How to Disappear Completely, which is an interactive audio walk in the city, in which the audience can take part in a story that is also a walk, which is about people disappearing in the city and another person who's trying to investigate this matter. And we are following the footsteps of this character in the streets of Dresden. And the story is written in a way that the directions that you choose during the game are affecting the storyline itself. So there is a certain kind of freedom in movement. And within the boundaries of the game, you can go wherever you want. It is designed in a way that no matter where you go, you will end up with the final story. And I don't want to spoil every question that you might have, but maybe that's enough for now.
Can you tell me how many different storylines there are?
It's hard to tell because many different storylines happen at the same times, and there are 21 steps in the story, and each step has sometimes 10 different storyline variations. But it can happen that during the walk you walk through only one, so then you have one storyline, but you can even move like horizontally in the story, so to say, so stay within one step of the dramaturgical structure and still listen to many episodes.
I think Dresden isn't the first city you applied this concept to. You also did it in Cairo and Izmir. How does the experience from your point of view vary with each new city?
Well, it's always very different, and that's also because the main concept of the work is to be site-specific. So there is the story, but every episode within the story is connected to the actual site. So how it works is that there is an app involved, and the application reads the GPS data of your phone, and it triggers sounds automatically, and you only hear these episodes at the location where you are. So each time we make it in a new city, the story changes dramatically, obviously.
You're also working and interacting with locals while working out the concept. How did this work out in Dresden?
Very well. I think we were very lucky. We had a workshop for 2 weeks with 10 local participants, and we carried out the field research together and also the writing of the episodes. So most of the episodes that you could hear when you experience this game or performance or something in between at the festival, you will mostly hear stories written by local Dresdeners.
Tom York sang in his song, which is named the same, How to Disappear Completely, I'm not here, this isn't happening. Did this song influence like your idea or conceptualization of the project?
I knew the song, but it didn't really, like, somehow I didn't really connect in my head the song and the title that I gave to this project a few years ago. But strangely enough, the metaphor of disappearance offers various different explanations or understandings, and I think there are a lot that we share in this project with the Radiohead song.
Can we understand the metaphor and sort of like the individual disappearing in the modern urban life, or what were your like past thoughts about it?
In the project, you can, when you experience it, you are confronted with many different understandings of this metaphor throughout the story. And as an individual, you can decide which one you take in more seriously, of course. But in general, it's more about how we understand reality and how ever-changing and contradicting narratives that we are facing in reality, as we perceive it, form our own understanding of what is surrounding us and how we can build our own reality, basically. So with going with this clearly fictional storyline in which people disappear by some magic, maybe, you are confronted with the fact that every aspect of your life is also just a fictional creation, and some sort of a narrative that is triggering things in your head. And then your head makes like kind of an understanding of it all, or makes a sense of it. And we are playing with this thought actually a lot within the game.
Do you also draw experience from your past life stages where you lived in cities like Budapest?
A lot, I would say. It's hard to tell though, because in a way every city is very different, but in other ways every city is the same. It's more about the experience of you being in a city that you don't know at all, where you are completely alone. Then you have some kind of understanding of the disappearance, because you have no connections with, like, no relations or no connections in relation you can disappear to, if it makes sense. Sorry if my English is very stupid at this moment. I had a long day. So every city has some kind of an identity, and we do tour with this project. We, as you mentioned, we did it in first in Budapest in several editions, and then in Izmir in Turkey, and in Cairo, Egypt, and now in Dresden. It's a great experience to do it in a new city, but I have no conclusion.
What is your favorite part when producing the work? Like, what do you like most?
I think the first moments of it, when I arrive to the city that I know nothing about and just start to walk, and my main aim is to disappear. So lose my way completely and end up in places that I have no idea about, lose my orientation. And that is a very enjoyable moment, because somehow this personal desire is connected to work, and that's a nice moment. But there are many things in the process of producing this work. There is the research part, the writing part, the narrative design, then the sound design, recording with actors, then programming, testing on site again, meeting with the audience. So many different aspects of work and of interaction with people, and it's hard to choose one that is really good, but I like the first moments.
Were there places in Dresden which left like an impact or a staying impression?
It is a strange city. We start this whole walk in the Altstadt, which is quite mesmerizing for me to think about how it all got rebuilt at one point. and that has disappeared completely, although it has not a strong role in the story. And we also leave Altstadt in like 2 minutes after we begin our walk, or the actual walk begins on Augustusbrücke as we walk out of the Altstadt. While doing the production, we were staying in the middle of Neustadt, at the Assi-Ecke, and for me it was a really great experience because it reminded me of the nightlife in Budapest maybe 10 years ago when I was young, or at the end of my teenager years, so to say, or the beginning of like the university, and the atmosphere of the city and the nightlife in Neustadt was really calming and a good memory for him. Like it triggered a good memory in me.
What is it that you want the audience to feel or experience when doing the How to Disappear Completely journey?
Not a simple question again. I want them to experience something that is new, and that experiences, as some members of the audience in the previous editions described, is the process of experiencing this disappearance, because you are walking around in the city with headphones on or earplugs, and you are doing something very strange and abnormal. You walk around in a weird pace, sometimes you stop, you watch people, and at moments you realize that the city around you somehow becomes the set of a performance or a theater play, and all the people who are on the streets are performers themselves somehow, or you have this feeling, and then you really start to think about the question, who are you in this scenario and what are you doing? And it this very strict narration that you hear overrules the general understanding of reality, because it tells a fictional story of the things that you actually see in that moment, and that triggers a weird feeling that at one point you just let go and go with the fiction and not care so much about the reality itself. And that's the moment when you disappear a little bit.
Did you talk with people who are doing the walk in the past, and how was the reception then?
When we have this performance, we always organize it in a way that we talk before and after with the audience, if they want to, of course. We are not forcing anyone. So I managed to talk with quite a lot of people. They usually describe it as a really fun experience to have for 1.5 hours. Of course, it depends on the weather as well. In good weather, it's probably better to walk around for 1.5 hours in the city. But they say that they do have this experience that I just described, that somehow their existence changes for 1.5 hours. Their ego, their identity disappears. They are following a voice that leads them somewhere they don't know where, and it's a really calming experience for them. Usually that's what they say.
So how many people usually take part in one of those projects?
It depends on the organization. So yeah, in this case at the Fast Forward Festival, there will be limited numbers, of course, for health safety reasons. Mm-hmm. So there will be slots during the day that you could buy tickets to, and I don't know actually the right number right now, like how many people in one slot, but we have several slots for 5 days. So yeah, I don't know. In the past, usually We usually produce it in a festival context and then keep it online and accessible forever. So in theory, you could download it and try it anytime in the future from that point. It depends on the festival that makes the commission, what kind of circumstances that we are leaving behind when we leave. But I never feel that it's over, like we have a show and then we go away and it's over, because we are producing something digital that is site specific and it stays there as long as we have internet and smartphones, which now looks like for foreseeable future it will be the case.
Concepts like you are doing them are coming in pretty handy in times of Corona. Are you more busy since the pandemic broke out? Or
less?
Or less.
I would say I have a different time schedule that I had compared to the one that I had before. Now it's much less traveling and much more working from home, which in general I start to like. So it did change a lot. It was quite funny because the concept of this game was developed 4 years ago when there was no sign of Corona, and then suddenly now it makes sense to have this kind of performance because it's pretty safe for the audience. But I'm not sure how much it's a big question that you opened up, because it's a question about how do state theaters survive this sort of pandemic and new rules in society, and how we interact and enjoy culture, how we can relive the communal experience of a performance or a concert. Can we move completely digitally in the digital world? How can we have the community? How can the theater use the resources they have to make projects like that in a system that was designed in a different way? And it's a question everywhere, not just in Germany. And these sorts of projects, like How to Disappear Completely, can be a solution, maybe. I don't know. For me, these are more complicated questions and I don't really have the answers for that.
I mean, the question how theater houses are going to survive in times of Corona is also one that I think the Fast Forward Festival is trying to give a quite adequate answer to. I'm excited how it turns out. The last question, do you have any words for the upcoming audience of your work?
Yes. Come and enjoy this thing. We worked really hard to produce it, and a lot of very nice people put a lot of energy in it, and I think it's a nice experience to have. I highly recommend coming.
Ambrus, thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you very much.
Campus Radio. Im Netz unter www.campusradiodresden.de.